This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
City!
Working for the man every night and day.
All right, so the question here is going to be simple. We got folks on the line. Our guy Devon of Rockville gets to lead it off. Devon, how do you feel after the press conference Dan Quinn and Adam Peters gave? You feel better? You feel worse? You feel the same? How you feeling?
Good morning, fellas. It don't make me, like, people got to remember as us being fans, right? These are these people's jobs. So as I'm watching the presser on YouTube, and the chat is like, they're not doing anything. They're not trying to, like, do y'all guys know that they're not going to sit here to appease the fans? They're not going to sit here and say, yeah, we're going to go after Max Crosby. We're going to throw him the bag. We're going to draft Bane at 7 if he's like, why do we expect that? Just sit back. This is the third year of this regime altogether. This is not the old Washington way of doing things. We listen to this show all the time. JP, you've been in the building. B. Mitch is an alumni. Ask B. Mitch, this is the first year in a long time that they even brought the alumni and allowed them to talk to the players and make them a part of it to bridge the gap. Like, this is not the old Washington. Stop thinking we're moving in that direction. Whatever they do, man, I'm a fan. I believe we got good, smart football people-minded people. And you can tell they are on one accord, him, AP, and DQ. And you can just see it. Like, we're going to do everything possible that we're not back in that position at like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, he jumped the gun being 12-5 so early. They had no other choice but to play it this way. You know what I'm saying? We still was in a rebuild mode, guys, and we got to understand that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was fun last year. This year, not that so fun. But I just feel like if we go out there, we got the money, let's go get us a tight end. We don't need another wide receiver. Go get us a tight end. Go get us a pass rush. At least he gave us that. Oh, we definitely need a pass rusher. You know what I'm saying? Like, just let them guys do their job, man. They are on it. I believe in them. And I believe in 5. So as long as we got 5, we good. Take it off.
All right. Thanks, D. Good call. I think that's a reasonable place. There does have to be some realistic viewer listenership to an end-of-season presser where they're not going to say much. They're not going to tell you the off-season plan.
Nah.
I did ask Adam Peters, 15, Landfill. I did ask Adam Peters, you know, you don't have that many draft picks. You want to get younger, stronger, faster. I get that. But you're dealing with a lighter deck going into this draft. They have Have you looked at the picks? They have 7 and 71, and then everything else is late Saturday afternoon. They have three late Saturday afternoon picks. There's no rule that prevents those guys from mattering.
True.
Bill showed that this year, seventh-round running back that was quite good. But they are dealing with a lighter deck. Adam Peters talking about, hey, how do you handle less draft picks going into the offseason?
I think you always want to look at the overall landscape with the draft and free agency and understand where the strengths and the weaknesses are and use those to your advantage in terms of where you're going to really invest in one or the other. Obviously, free agency comes first, you know, and then I wish it was the other way around where you draft first and you supplement with free agency. That's not the way it works, though. But with only having, you know, one pick, like you said, we don't have a second or a fourth, which actually very happy that turned out that way with Laramie. I think I would do that one all over again. But obviously we have a top 10 pick, which, you know, you could look to move and get more picks if the opportunity arises. But certainly I think every offseason, no matter what your picks are, what you have, you're always trying to maximize both the draft and free agency, getting guys that you know, you might not be able to get in the other one. So if you're going free agency, it's super heavy at one position. Maybe you go there, and then the draft, you go elsewhere to fill those needs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So maybe it's free agency. I don't know that specifically to the pass rush situation, there is, I don't think, like, to me, if you're asking me free agency or the draft, are you looking for help at pass rusher? The answer is just yes. Yeah. Like I don't think it's one or the other. I understand there might be some spots if we address it in free agency, then yeah, we're probably not looking to draft or at least draft high. Because if you look at their picks, they have 7 and 71. Those have real value. Maybe you can move out of 7, which AP hinted at, and maybe that becomes 22 and 52 or something, right? Yeah. 7 and 71, and then after that, you've got the 7th pick in the 5th round, the 6th pick in the 6th round. You do have an additional 6th rounder, and then you have a pick in the 7th round. So it's 7, 71, 145, 187, 198, 223.
Yeah.
From a straight draft value chart, that's going to be down near the bottom of what I imagine NFL teams have in pick value. So especially once you get arguably even to 71, but certainly any of those 145 and beyond, you're going BPA. You're trusting your scouts. You're just trying to find the best players you can get.
Yeah, I think that's what you have to do. But what he basically told you, if we can move back with the right situation, we will. But I hear everybody say, oh, you got to trade back. You got to have a partner to trade back.
Right.
Okay? If you don't have somebody that'll trade back, then why the hell are you going to trade back? Just to do it? And you get screwed in the process? no matter what like, I know the trade value thing. I don't get too caught up in the trade value, because if I get a 7th round, that dude end up playing on my team, I don't care what his value was. All sure. I know is he produces on my football team. If they can happen to find somebody like a Bill in the 6th round, or somebody like a Bill in the 7th round again, what that value is makes no difference to me. If that guy is playing every Sunday and making some plays on the field, that's what I care about. I care about they go out there and get guys that can come in here and help them. Guys that fit what they want them to do. So a lot of times we draft, like, guys are drafted in the NFL every damn year just because he's a good player, but you don't know if he fits your system or not. That happens on every team with all of this analyst work, all of these damn scouts. They draft the guy, and then when they get him, they say, now what we going to do with him? Draft the guy what you know. You know what like you said before, they watch all the film. You go with what the film tells you, not just wait for the workouts at the end. Draft guys that you know fits what you're trying to get done. And then all of a sudden you have a lot less failed draft picks than you do. The ones that come out and handle their business.
Sure. Absolutely. Let's hit some of these phones. Our guy Eazy-E is on the line.
What up, E?
What's up, Eazy?
Hey, what's going on? I think this has to be a record that you guys have had two callers call from Rockville, Maryland back-to-back on the same show in one day.
Shout out to Rockville.
Rockville in the house.
Saying, man, I'm not from Rockville. I've lived in Montgomery County when I was little. I'm from PG, but hey, that's kind of cool to see Rockville, Maryland in the house the first two calls today. But anyway, that first caller kind of took what I was going to say. Because what I was saying is that, see, all these fans listen to the pressers, right? They're not at the presser like you or JP would be, but they listen to it. And if AP doesn't answer the question they want to hear, they're pissed. Or he's going to do the same thing. Well, he already said he's going to address pass rusher. So when I heard that, I didn't care about anything else, honestly. Because when I said we need a pass rusher that can get to the quarterback, he answered my question. I don't need him to say, yeah, we're going to get Baines at 7. We're going to trade for Max Crosby. We're going to sign Trey Hendrickson to a 40. Why do people need to hear that? See, fans want what they call the sexy player. I just want a football player on the field that's going to make some plays for me. So I don't necessarily need – actually, I don't need AP or DQ to come out and say what their plans are after offseason. Why would you even do that anyway? Because if you do that, now teams are going to try to get ahead of you. Oh, Washington's trying to go get Max Crosby. Let me put a package together that's a little bit more better than that. You know what I'm saying? So that's my take on that, on what I heard yesterday. I think the team is going to head in the right direction. I kind of heard from – you know, and I heard it in DQ's voice and AP's voice that they could kind of feel that that this year went south and they need to take a different direction, get faster, get better, you know, younger. He kind of said that too, which makes me happy because it reminds me of the Packers game where they were faster than we were. We were slower. Mm-hmm. So that's my take on it. Now, I want to say one more thing before I get off here. JP, I'm very proud of you for taking a different route to get to work and get around that traffic. You talk about traffic one more time. And one other thing.
One more again.
You were talking to Chris Miller this morning. So, see, I give you an A-plus for doing that. And then you were talking to Chris Miller this morning, and I said, JP, listen. And then Chris Miller had already said, yeah, the trade deadline's about a month away. What did JP do? Yeah, I have to imagine that the trade deadline's about 2 weeks away.
I said a few weeks.
It's about a month away. So I deducted, yeah, you said a few weeks, whatever. So I deducted points away from the A plus, and you got a B minus for today now.
Hey, C's get degrees. Hey,
I wouldn't want him to be my teacher. He pay attention to everything.
Yeah, that's not good. I need the teachers that'll let you coast, kick, push, and coast. We're going to come right back. Keep these phone lines going. Nobody go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.